You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.
And we're talking about when you have somehow ended up in a photo used by a company, maybe. Some suspicions going on. Because a man in the UK believes that Pizza Hut, the pizza chain, has used his, somehow secretly taken his photo and then printed it on their pizza boxes.
It happens quite a bit, weirdly. I seem to remember even our boss, Ollie, once was on it at a theme park and had a photo taken of him going down like a water slide or a like roller coaster or something, and then drove past the same theme park like 2 years later and it was being used on the billboard.
Really?
Yeah. But Andrew in Pakenham, this has happened to you or your brother?
Yeah, no, it was me. It was a certain green-coloured sausage sizzle-loving hardware shop.
Mm-hmm. Nicely done.
Yeah, nice. And if you Google them in East Pakenham, a photo of my car pops up.
Do you know why?
No idea. But the best part is you can kind of track the guy's profile who took the photo. And he genuinely goes around and reviews, like, supermarkets and whatnot in country towns.
What?
Weird.
And so this guy reviewed this certain hardware store and you're the, like, hero image.
I'm the poster boy for it.
What was the review? Strong, good hardware store, great service?
Solid 5 out of 7.
That is so odd.
Jake in Shoalhaven Heads, your brother's photo was used somewhere.
Yeah, he was. Hey, guys, we were at the Berry Donut Van, and they've got this, like, collage of people's faces eating donuts and hot dogs that they sell. And noticed, yeah, his head was there, and he was just absolutely going to town on his hot dogs. And so his girlfriend put the photo up on social media and, like, hasn't sent it to them, but they've just grabbed it, put it up on their billboard, and, you know, there you have it.
Wow.
We were talking about this the other day, actually, when you accidentally, like, lock eyes with someone hoeing into, like, a hot dog or a burrito. It's, like, such a vulnerable moment. And to have a photo taken of that and then put onto a billboard is just cruel.
Yeah.
For everyone to see.
We walked past a girl eating a burrito and I was hungering for a burrito and I was looking at the burrito and then my eyes went up to her eyes and it was, like, just as she was taking a huge mouthful. It was a grim time for both of us. But speaking of mouth problems, Beck from Geelong, your mouth got used in a weird place.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Wait till the story and then
so
it all makes sense.
It. my dad's a dentist and has his own practice and I went in one day for a checkup and on the wall is a big blob of my before and after pictures before my braces.
On the wall.
On the wall.
With your face attached or just your mouth?
No, it was just my mouth, but as a dentist's kid, you know your mouth pretty well. So it was just a big picture and right next to it was my brother's. And I asked my dad why and he just said, well, why else would we have spent all the money fixing your teeth?
Interesting, because I was actually in this situation last year back. Because I had this nightmarish surgery on my jaw. And then my orthodontist was like, hey, can we take photo? Can we use the photos we've been taking of you for like the last year and a half?
Yeah, that's my entire life.
Right.
It was always dental work and photos. And I've had dental surgery too. So I've had the before my tooth was put in and the after my tooth was.
Me like, too. I'm really excited to see what happens. Like I one day want to hear from someone at a dental university that's like, hey, man, I saw your face.
Nice teeth, dude.
Yeah.
What you do? Ask them to get them to morph them so that you see the slow fade from your old mouth to your new mouth.
You're with Jen and Lewis on Triple J.